For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
We're speaking with Mr. Mark Emery, the cannabis seed purveyor who's been demonized by the U.S. government. They want to extradite him to our country to stand trial for sentencing up to life in prison. Hello, Mark.
Hi there. Mark, actually, I even qualify for the death penalty, but they can't extradite if the Americans are asking for the death penalty. But, you know, the drug kingpin legislation passed under the Newt Gingrich Congress made it so that anybody who produces 60,000 plants or 60,000 kilograms of marijuana or deliberately distributes or manufactures 60,000 seeds is liable to the death penalty. So little old Canadian Mark is now public enemy number one for the DEA. You know, they said of the 46 international crime organizations that they track down, I'm the only one in Canada that they have ever been concerned with. So I'm bigger than the triads, bigger than the Asian gangs, bigger than Hell's Angels, bigger than all other criminal empires, including all the ones that ship guns into Canada and cocaine. I'm bigger than that. And can you believe it's just me and a few other people? My empire is incredibly efficient. It's just me. There's no other guys. You know, even when they raided me, there were really no drugs to find, no guns, no cash, no money, hardly any seeds, really. You know, just some computers and what have you. I was thinking of when I get on the American media, and they get to meet me and find out what I've done with this money, this $4 million that I gave away to our movement to help keep it flourishing and active, and that, you know, the whole philosophy of this overgrow the government that I started in 1994, in a period of time when there were no hemp stores, there was no medical marijuana, there was nothing like that. Books and magazines about marijuana were illegal in Canada when I started this activism in 1990. And since then, we've come such a long, long way. Well, the DEA knows that's due in a large part to my efforts around the world in both spreading this money and spreading our philosophy and spreading our ideas. You know, there's a reason why every single autograph I've ever given thousands and thousands of times says, plant the seeds of freedom, overgrow the government, signed Mark Emery. It's because it's working. It's been working, and I'm targeted for that.
Well, Mark, I want to say if there's a conspiracy to overthrow the government, to overgrow, excuse me.
That's right. See, overthrow implies violence, whereas overgrow implies the peaceful use of botany. And I love the term overgrow the government. It's so very appropriate to our struggle. We're being dealt with by a Nazified paramilitary organization like DEA, you know, and they round people up and their guns and their black uniforms and threaten to kill people and incarcerate America and incarcerate Canada, versus those of us who would cultivate a wonderful, beneficent plant. You know, the contrast is stark.
If you'd like to learn more, I urge you to please visit CannabisCulture.com. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.